Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I thought it might be good, given this Christmas season, to talk about something that may not sound exclusively Christmas, but is definitely about Christmas, and that is looking forward. One of the things that I love about this season is you come off of Thanksgiving where family is gathered together and our hearts start moving in the direction of the things that matter most to the heavenlies. And then by the time we get to Christmas, it's a great celebration. But right then, it's almost like we take on the understanding that we are looking forward and looking into a new year. Well, the Apostle Paul wrote something about what it was like to move toward the future. Here's what he said in the book of Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. He said, "But one thing I do, forgetting that what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ." You see, Paul had the understanding of Christmas, even though this isn't the story of Christmas. It might be one of those stories that when we put it in the proper perspective, it feels like Christmas. I mean, think about this. Here's what he says. This one thing that I need to do, one thing. I need to forget what is behind me. Think about that. I need to forget what is behind me, and I need to strain toward what is ahead. I press. It's like I lean into the goal that God has called me toward heaven to do. And what is that goal? And that is to please and live more like Christ Jesus. So when our focus is on pleasing Christ, we're not looking in our back rearview mirror, we're looking through the windshield. As we come to the end of the year, so very often we look back with regret on things we didn't accomplish or resolutions that have been long forgotten. But sin is one thing we should never need to look back on with feelings of failure. You see, if we have confessed our sins and asked our Heavenly Father for forgiveness, we merely need to keep a forward focus toward the goal of pleasing Christ. I found a fellow by the name of Dennis DeHaan that wrote this short poem. It says, "Look not back on yesterday, so full of failure and regret. Look ahead and see God's way. All sin confessed, you must forget." It's always awesome when I remember that the Christmas story is there because Jesus came. I mean, we made it into lights and tinsel and frosty, but it was the story of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with skin on, coming here, God being with us. And in so doing, he provided a way for us to have forgiveness. So this Christmas, stop for a moment and look ahead toward a new year, knowing that you've already received forgiveness for the past year. Allow yourself to recognize that Jesus came to offer you forgiveness. Maybe it's a good time to stop. Maybe pull off to the side of the road, pull into Chick-fil-A drive-thru, sit in the parking lot for a minute, maybe get off the treadmill and stop and ask the Lord to look back at your year and ask him to reveal to you any sin that's still hidden or unforgiven. And be able to say, "Lord, would you reveal those to me? Would you remind me of what's going on in my life so that I can specifically and wonderfully look toward this one thing, forgetting what is behind me and straining toward what is ahead?" My friend, Jesus came so you could look forward, not backward. Jesus came so you could look in victory, not defeat. Jesus came so you could always lean into the future with great hope, great confidence, with a massive amount of hope, mercy, and love. So what I want to encourage you today is this. Don't allow all the things that we talk about around Christmas, where we get nostalgic and we want the old days, let these days be your good old days. And face the forward, knowing, "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." My friend, in your time today, rather than me leading you in a time of coming together in meditation, here's what I want to ask you to do. You do it on your own today and allow it to feel like this. Ask the Lord to reveal a couple of things you're grateful for, and then tell him out loud you're grateful. Then begin to ask the Lord to search your heart, like we talked about a minute ago, so you can seek forward and you can look forward. And this isn't the end of the year. It's the beginning of a new year. and allow him to search your heart and point out anything you need to bring before him. And then think of a friend or a loved one that you need something in their life. They need something in their life that only the Lord God can provide. So today, allow your heart to look forward and remember these words from the Apostle Paul. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. That really is the Christmas story, looking forward. God bless you, friend. I hope to see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. You know we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. And I'd love for you to join me on my weekday blog, where it's really interesting. I sit down and just write a few hundred words, and hopefully it's a word of encouragement for you. And you can find that at achuckallen.com. Bye now.